Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph. Amar Allah ben Yomen HaTzadik, Shayimumuna Kubis HaShtaka, Pamachas Ba'ish HaLafana V'shnei B'tzayres, Amar Allah Rabbi Panaseini, says a shvua, there's no money in the kupa. Amalar ain man fanaseni are ishu sheva banea mesa. Omenu parnasa mishaloi. He gave from his own money. Biyamim cholov and not the lomus. Ama malchi ashoros of nea kodesh bohu, boinishaloilam. Adam malta kolamakaim nefesh achas mi swell ki ilu kium oilam mole. Biyamin at sadik shechi isha vishiva banea. Yomus bishonim watus alolu. Yad Korilai Gzardinoi, Tono Sifuloi Esim Vishtaim Shonal Shloisov. As the Teres Chayim, the Maral, the Meforshim Meas, why was it Osifuloi Esim Vishtaim Shonal Shloisov? As Evshel Farish, Achilak and the Meforshim say this, that Esim Vishtaim, many Midrashim say, Beschus HaTorah Sheyeshbo Esim Vishtaim Oisius. As the reason why it was a sifuloi esem v'shtayim is what's the reason why kol ha'mekayim nefesh achas miyisrael ki ilu kiyum oylam malei. It's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Rashi says a pshat, ayin sham, lamed zayin, of a mefarshim say a different pshat, kol ha'mekayim nefesh achas miyisrael ki ilu kiyum oylam malei, because b'shus a yid, that he's loymed teira, he's mechayim teira, as thus keeps the whole world going. Al shleisha dvarim ma'olam oimed ala teira. We had in Parashas Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masna with the Briyas Ha'olam at b'shus ha'teira. Those are the extra hay. B'shus chamisha chumshe teira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim the oilam. As somebody who is mechaya yid, chutzim the etzim shus of being mechaya nefesh, but also he is another yid to learn teira. As that was the remez that the Mimaram is to Binyamin HaTzadik, that B'shus HaTaira, that he had more Yidin be Mekayim the Taira B'shusai, as a Mela, that's why he was Zeicha to Hosafes Chaim. Maif Tana Rabbanon, Maisa Bevun Vazamelech, Shabizviz, Loshin Tesefta, Kol Eitzvaisav, Vaitzvaisav, Vaitzvaisav, B'shnei B'sairis. Freg the Mephoshim, as the Allah is a Mevazvez, Al Yevazvez Yeisa Michoimish, as how could he be Mevazvez, the Oitzis HaMelech, and the Tosefta says, Kol, Hare the Gemara and Ksuba, Stav Nun, it's also Levazvez Yeisa Michoimish. As you can answer, Bekamo Yifanim, Nienak Yaakov answers, that being that he was a Melech, who's an Asher, as a Mela, there's no Isser, as Amavazes, Amavazes, Yesem, Michoimish. What's this Amavazes, Alivazes, Yesem, Michoimish, Shemi Yani? By a Melech, there's no Shah, Shemi Yani. Behemes, by Yashem Muflik, the Behalochin, Tafresh Nun Vov, and Abbas Chesed, Perikhov, Paskins, and by Agvir Muflik, there's no Isser to be Mavazes, Yesem, Michoimish. As being that he was a Melech, he was Asher Godel, as there's no Isser by him to be Mavazes, Yesem, Michoimish. Another malach you could say is the Gemara starts off, it was Bishnei B'tzayrus. It was a matzav of Sakona. As you could say, when is there Isis HaMavazviz HaYivazviz Yosem Yichoymish? By Stama Mitzvah Staka. But by Sakonis Nefashis is Doicha HaKol. That should be Mazben Alom D'Shoifin. That which is the Shir of Choymish is only by Mitzvah's essay. By Lavim, there is no Shir of Choymish. As Remela, by being Matzal and Nefesh Yisrael, is like Samen Al Dam Reyecha. This is a Lav. So he was a Mechuyi B'chol Mamaynoi. This is if we left the Lomda Shabbat Stam. So Kona Sefashis is Deicha HaKol. What then is Deicha the Din of Amizvazvez, Al Yivazvez, Yisrael Mechoymish. You are as Mamshich, as Chibro Lov, Ochiv, Beis Oviv, Omeloi, Avaisecha, Gonzo, Vaisifu, everyone was eating money to the Eitzes HaMelech, Batam, Evazuzam, and you're causing it to lose. Kilo the Tainiam, when you're giving stock, you're losing, everyone else ate it, and you're causing the Eitzes to get lost. As Omelem, He told them that they saved money. People are always into saving money. They were gonzu lamata, and he ganasti lamata. They were gonzu b'makom sheyad sheledes boy, and he ganasti b'makom she'ein hayad sheledes boy. Because number one, you see, Munvez HaMelech understood giving staka is not giving; it's being goines. You'd say it's a remes to the schar goines l'tzadikim. Kilu, you're being goines. You're putting away for yourself. Nahinu Rashi is mazbil that stock is one of the mitzvahs that the Karen is kayim loylam haba and the peiros is oichul b'chayiv. As when people invest money, they go to the banks. They all want to know what they make the most interest rates, what they make, which investments have the most dividends in it. As Munvez HaMelech said, if you want to know what has the best dividends, staka, that's something that you gain the most, the peiroseim are the best. Person gives staka, the schus, the money stays with him, lenetzach nitzachim, the schus of the money. Void, avoy say gonzu loilam hazeh, vani ganasti loilam haba. We can explain this Gemara with the famous mission in office, Yafa Sha'achas, Ba'olam Haba, Mikol Chaye Olam Hazeh. Zog the Goin, if you take Kol Chaye Olam Hazeh, it doesn't mean Kol Chaye Olam Hazeh of the individual that we're talking about. It means Kol Chaye Olam Hazeh of everyone who lives in the door. You take all the Hanos of the most Nenedika Goy, the boy who has the most tannos, voizok the goyin. It doesn't say kol chay olam hazav this dar. It's kol chay olam hazav of kol hadayrus. You take from other marishin, all the people in the world, the biggest tannah that they have, and you put it all together in one shot. Ein edoyme lekoyrus ruach shel olam haba. Zok the goyin nishum the entzeman no from the koyrus ruach. You walk out of a bakery, you smell the ach, geshmak, a smell, the koyrus ruach, the smell of oilam haba is even more geshmak than kol chayi oilam haza. So that's what Munvez HaMelech said. They saved their money, they wanted to buy tanugi oilam haza, nice houses, nice clothing, other things. All everything you have that they save for, everything they enjoyed because they save. If you put it all together, it's eino klum. Zaniga nasti oilam haba. We're over there, every hanna is kol kach shover. That's the reason why oilam haba lahanche lo oyavai yesh. It's called yesh mitzias. Why is oilam haba called yesh? Oilam haza is nish mitzias. Yeah. Mashallah dover daima. If you have one person that he has $100 in his pocket, and you put him next to him in an usher that has billions of dollars, as the person who has $100 takes out the $100 to the usher and says, look, I have money. As the usher looks at him, what, you have money? You call that money? I'm a billionaire, yet your $100 is loy shava klum etzli. I have so much more than you. What you have is kilu worthless. As thus is oilam haba is yesh. If you put oilam hazeh, l'umas oilam haba, everything here is so worthless, is so meaningless, that oilam haba is the real yesh. That's why oilam haba is called kol also. Everything you have here, you have there, plus much, much more. So that's what he was saying. My voice said they're putting their money away, they want to use it for a lot of things in oilam hazeh. Abani ganasti l'oilam haba. I know where the real place where you should put your money away for is for Olam Haba. It's also the sugyas of staka. Let's move on to the next inyan, the inyan of chalukis hashutfin. It's the Mishnah in Cholkin Esachotzer, Chieva Amas Lezeh, Va'arba Amas Lezeh. The Mishnah says when you have two shutfin, that's the shame of the perek, shutfin. They want to be cholik, they both own a chotzer, they want to be cholik the chotzer. As ein cholkin es a chotzer, ad shehei, arba ames lezeh, arba ames lezeh. Nuadin, the Mishnah goes through a bunch of things. At the end, the Mishnah says a klal. Zeh a klal, kol shi chalik ushmai, alav cholkin. Vim lav ein cholkin. Anything which yichalek v'shmoy olav, it retains its name. Cholkin v'mlavin cholkin. Fractus is a shayla. One of the items in the Mishnah is a sada. Hare a sada, even a kol shu has a shame sada. Zog Taisis, Nikol Makom, Enu Choshev Lachrayach Valachrash Ulizraya Bepachus Mites Kavim. Even though Shmoy is Sade, but it's not Oymid Latashmishai, it's not a Choshev Shimush. As Mavurin Taisis, what's the mile of Shmoy Olav? The Kavon of Shmoy Olav means it's just a simon, something which you could be mishtamish levad, as then you make a chluka, something where you can't be mishtamish levad, it's not choshev to be mishtamish of levad, then you don't make a chaluka. This is the klalim, the words of the Rishonim, when they coined the klal of the Mishnah, yesh boi kadei chaluka, ein boi kadei chaluka. Words of the Gemara, betzem, that if it's yesh boi kadei chaluka, you make a chaluka. If it's ein boi kadei chaluka, then you don't make a chaluka. As yesh lodin, this din of the Mishnah is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan. These klalim, by yesh boi kdei chaluka, you could be koi for the shutif to be chaylik. By ein boi kdei chaluka, only bisman sheshneim raitzim, you make chaluka. Bisman shein shneim raitzim, you don't make chaluka. Are these dinim d'araisa or are these dinim d'rabbanan? As pashtis, Pashas the Mishnah, the Rishonim don't say anything. Pashas all the dinim on the Raisa. Chaymiduyik, the Kiryat Sefer, and the Rambam, when he brings down the Mishnah and Perikal of Shechinim, these are dinim da Raisa. However, in the Rajba, the Chuvis Arash, and the Chuvis Arash, we find a grace of Chiddush. In the Chuvis Arash, in Simin Sadik Ches Oy Zayin, we find the Chiddush. That the Chuvis Arash says, Be'etzem me'ikad adino, you should never be able to be koi for the person to be choile. Even by an ein boy, even by a yesh boy kidei chaluka. As what's the reason why you choile? Zog the Rosh, atakonis hachomim, because k'teira the shutfi, loy kriir v'loy chamimi. It's not gishmak to do everything b'shutfis, to have someone with you. As therefore Chazal gave you a schus to be koi for the other person to be choile. Thus is the Chuvis Arash. The Ida Gisa and the Chuvis Arashba, he goes the other way. The Chuvis Arashba, Chilik Aleph, Tof Tof Nun Vov. The Chuvis Arashba says that make the Dina, even by an Ein Boy Kedei Chaluka, you have a schus to be able to be koi for the person to be choilek. Aye, so what's the reason why you can't? A takonad rabbanon vasisa ha yoshov ha toiv. If you're going to force him to be chaylik by ein boy kedei chaluka, it's not going to be roi l'shivush anymore. As mishum vasisa va yoshov ha toiv, therefore chazal and mesakin that you don't have a schus to do it. Skum dechois is gay dog, yisaydis diga machlikis vashben rosh. Shitis a rosh is, mega de dina shutfin can't be koifa to be chaylik. And she does a rajba make the dina shutvin could be koyfer to be chalik even by ein boi kedei chaluka. And each one learns one of the dinim is a takonas chachamim. Vitzorach bia mamen nechleku. Bemes l'choy l'pashis is like the rajba. Hare it's mine. I own him. That's why I can't have a schus to have it levad. As before the rajba and the rosh, you could have learned the svara, the raisa that. When if I have it levad and you have it levad, you don't lose. It's okay. I then have a schus mid the raisa to do it. I don't have. But to cause you to lose by splitting, then I don't have a right to do. That could be the svar of the Kiryat Sefer. In the Rajba, the Rosh, you see not that way. What's the hezber b'divrayim? As Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, Reb Aaron, want to sushtel to a famous machlokes Rashi, and Tosis and Gittin Mem Zayin Amid Beis, the Indian Shutfe. You want to say, this Machlekes, L'choyre should be Tali on the Machlekes over there. I know there's a Shaila Machlekes, Rashi and Tosis. When two people own something together, how do you look at it? Shitas Rashi is, if a Goy and a Yid own a Sade, as in the Tfuah that grows, every Tfuah, every piece of Tfuah that grows, half of it belongs to the Yid, and half of it belongs to the guy. As therefore, half of it is chayiv b'tshuma maisis, and half of it is potter from tshuma maisis. Therefore, Rashi says he can't be mafresh mimakom acha, because half is chayiv, half is potter. You have to be mafresh mineu bay. As Rashi learns, what's the pirish of shutfin? That each shutif owns half of every molecule, of every item, of every part of the chayfetz. And Tosis is chaylik on Rashi. Tosis learns, no. It's not the word every chaylik, every half. The word is in the chayfetz, bo'ifin klali, in the seder bo'ifin klali, each one has a schus to get half. But not that each one owns half of every piece, every little piece of it. We look at the chayfetz bo'ifin klali, and each one has a schus to get in the chayfetz bo'ifin klali a half. You say this the gemachlokes. How do you look at pailas b'shutvis? Zok Reb Shmuel, Zok Reb Arin. You could learn as does gate other machlokes. The man doesn't bring the rishonim, but he says you could learn that thus is the machlokes. Now that we know the rishonim, the machlokes, the Rashba and the Rosh, meaning the Rashba holds. we'll start actually with the Rosh. The Rosh holds Me'ikah the Dina, you can't split. Why? Because the Rosh holds like Rashi. Me'ikah the Dina, everyone owns half of every item and every part of it. Everyone owns half of it. Everyone owns half of the corner of the Shulchan. Everyone owns half of the middle of the Shulchan. Everyone owns half of the end of the Shulchan. Azei b'zei Me'ikah the Dina, how could you make Chalukah, Bal Korchoi? It's his, he owns half. As if he owns half, and you want to be kind of half of the table, as you're, by taking half of the table, you're taking half of what belongs to someone else. How could you force him to give it to you? He doesn't have to make a kinyan bal korchoi. He can't make a kinyan bal korchoi. As therefore, the Rosh holds like Rashi, that each one holds half of every part, of every chelik of the table. As a mela, make it a dina, you can't do chalukah. You need a takonis rachamim, that you do chalukah. Mashenkein the Rashba holds, like she does Tosis, that each one doesn't own the half of every little bit. Each one in the chayfetz, boif and klali, each one owns half. As if in the chayfetz, boif and klali, each one owns half. What is chalukah? Chalukah is, I'm saying, I'm being mavar, this is the half in the chayfetz, boif and klali, that belongs to me. So I'm not doing a new maisa kinyan in what you own. I'm being mavara, this is the half that I want. As kivin shekain, you're able to be, kivin shekain, make it a dina, you're able to make chalukah filu bal korchoi, because it's just a birur chalokim. As you need a takonis chachamim, by ein bagdei chalukah, that you don't make chalukah. Advori matimim b'yoyser, balandav gimel amir aleph, as you do the Rashba sheet over there, is even according to the mandium of Ein Breira. If you want to be Mechalik, by Ein, you could be Mechalik. Bal Korchoi, even according to the mandium of Ein Breira, you don't need a Kinyan, it's a Birach Halokim, and the Rosh on Dav Gimel is Choylik. Heinan Advarim, thus the Rashba and the Rosh, the sheet also. As the Dvarim are Meirim Vismechim, L'choyro. Of the one Graysa Ara, the Russian Gittin, a Memzayin Amid Beis, Tosfos Rush over there holds like Rashi, holds like Tosfos, and argues on Rashi. As Lechoyre doesn't stim, Nibishleim, if the Rush would hold like Rashi, as Lashitase would stim, of Lechoyre you see in the Rush, that the Rush holds like Tosfos. As Imkain, how does it stim? L'chori, you see in the Rosh, we masber bekamoifanim, aba koidim ba'ifen akal. The Rosh holds that even though bailus and shutvis is that we each own a half in the whole thing, aba you can't decide on your own and be koifer the other shutif that this is the half that I want. That's also an asiya. Until now, you both bailim in the whole chayfetz. Now you want to be miyached your bailis onto a chelik of the chayfetz. You don't have a right to do such a thing, bal korcha. Because until now, you both were bailim on the chayfetz boyfriend klali. Because even for that, me'ikah the dina, you don't have a schus. As a mela, you need a takana sachamim to do it. As thus is the beer of the Mishnah, the Indian of Chalukah, Amanu mikan yisoy gadol in the bailes of shutvis. Ech mistaklem on the bailes of shutvis. To be mamshich, there's another gracie yisoyed in the nyanim of Chalukah in the Mishnah. There's a riff. The riff says that which by Einboy Kitei Chalukah you're not cholkin is only when kolecher is einam makir cholkoy. When kolecher is makir cholkoy, then you're cholkin. Tzarech bir, what does it mean makir cholkoy? As the riff is mitzayin to the Gemara and Daf Gimel, where it says when kolecher was koine ruchois, as then you do chalukah. As you see in the riff, makir is chalkai means each one made a kinyan that they could use a specific case. As let's say by Einboy chalukah, as each one made a kinyan that they could use a specific chelik of the sadeh. As over there, zok the riff, even by Einboy k'tei chalukah, you could do chalukah. It's aruch bir. If each one already made a maisa kinyan in a half of the sadeh, let's say a sadeh of gimelamis, or gimachotze, or gimelamis, or gimelalims, as this one was kind of one and a half, the other one was kind of one and a half, and each one's using that one and a half alone. I suck the riv over here, you can do chalukah even by Einboy k'dei chalukah. What do you have to do chalukah for? It's already nischalik v'oimit. He has his one and a half that he's using alone, and he has his one and a half that he's using alone. As what chalukah are we talking about? As the Ramah, the Rambam, when they bring down the riff, they add a couple of words to Mazman, Poshet, that's pshat in the riff. That means that you have a schus to be chaylik, that you could have your one and a half lechud, and you could build a wall in between it today that you should have your one and a half lechud. The Hainu, over here we see in the riff a chiddush. You could have learned that chalukah means that I'm a bailim. I get a chaylik means I'm a bailim klapi shimushim, that I use this chayfetz. And the riff we see is the nocha din chaluka. Chutz in the din chaluka that kilo ham neschalek today, that this should be mine l'shimush and not for yours. But there's a higher din chaluka that I should be able to be mishtamish levad, totally separate from you. I have this chayfetz totally for myself, where you're not involved in this chayfetz bechlal. We're splitting the chayfetz legamri. This is the pirish of chaluka. It's a higher level of chalukah that I'm totally separated from you. You have no sheiches to me. There's a wall in between us. We're totally separated. As thus is the chalukah. This is a chiddush in the riff. Rav Asher wanted to say, Alpizeh, a beer, b'divrei Rashi. By Kisvei HaKodesh, it says in the Mishnah, Kisvei HaKodesh, Abba Bishish name writes him, Layach Loiku. As Rashi says, we're talking about Gilyan Kisefer Torah Shalonu. The reason why you don't split Kisvei HaKodesh is because it's a Gnai HaDavar. It's a bizayin to be choytich a Sefer Torah, to rip a Sefer Torah. In those days, all of Dalet Svarim was in one big Sefer, like a Sefer Torah. As to split them, you have to rip the klaf. And thus is a Gnai to rip the klaf. The Bokar of Rashi is the Maran Yud Gimel. It says the Mish is going bekrach echon. As Rav Asher asked, that, okay, because you can't rip the Sefer Torah b'seder, but let him say, but I want to be a Bailim on Yeshua, you should be a Bailim on Shaiftim. Meaning, I'm allowed to use Yeshua, and you're allowed to use Shaiftim. We won't cut the Sefer Torah, but I'll take Yeshua, and you'll take Shaiftim. I'll take care for Yeshua, you'll take care for Yeshua. Meaning, why is the only way that you do Chalukah when you're Choytichit? Actually, you could be Matche, that we're talking about it here. He wants to be chaytik. That's how he wants to do chalukah. If we're not being chaylik boyfin zeh, then he doesn't want to do it. Rachel, there was a doichik that mechatesa. That's what we're talking about. So Rachel wanted to be machadish and take the riff a trot weiter, a step further, and say that there is no such tefiyah as chalukah. You can't say we'll have everything together, but I'm going to force you to be chaylik, that I should get half of it, and that I'll use half of it, and you'll use half of it. There's no such chusei chalukah. Chusei chalukah is liparid legamri, that we should be totally separated. But that we should be together, sometimes me, sometimes you. Avad, if you do a kinyan like that, you could do a kinyan for whatever you want. He wants a person to do chalukah. That you can't force a person to do chalukah. You can't force a person to do chalukah ba'ayfin zeh. This is taking the riff a trot weiter. Once you see the riff, the yisayda chalukah is to be tovea lischalik legamri. That's the only way you could do chalukah. This is the Mishnah. Let's go fight it to the Gemara. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Alba Amish Amru, Chutz Mishel Psochim. The four Amish that we said in the Mishnah is Chutz Mishel Psochim. Now you need four Amish for the Shemesh of Chotzer, and you need another four Amish for the Shemesh of Psochim. The Shanim say, Rashi, up to the Gemara Namid Beis, that you need it Lepiruk Masa to take off your Masois. Before you bring it into the house, they used to put the masayis on behemoths. They didn't want to bring the behemoths into the house. Zumela, you needed four amos in front of the Pesach for pirik masayis, and the rest of the chotzer you use l'shar tashmishin. It's kum dechayis. Whenever you do chalukah b'chotzer, really you need shmoina amos. The Gemara brings a raya to this that you need shmoina amos. Freg the Rajba kasha. Why does the Mishnah say Achei Arba Amos? Hare the Loch is Achei Dalet Achei Shmoy Namos. As the Rajbam Mikoyach this Chasha wants to be Mechadish Greisa Chidushim, two big Chidushim. Number one, Zog the Rajba Nir Nadvarim, that which we say that you need 16 Amos is only when there's more than eight. But when you have a chotzer, which is exactly eight amis, as then you're mechalik, even though you're mechalik it, even though he won't have get eight amis. Dainu, that which we say that you use, you need to have eight amis for each person, is by a chotzer that was more than eight amis. But by a chotzer that's exactly eight amis, then not. As the Mishnah is talking about, where you have exactly eight amis, as then you're mechalik, even when Aramis lezeh, Aramis lezeh. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that every you have a chotzer that's anything more than eight amis, you don't do a chalukah until you have 16. Thus is the mahalach of the Rajba. The Rishonim is on the Rajba, the Lashon Rabbi Yochanan, Arba Amis she'omru chutz misel psachim is mashma, he's going on the Mishnah. And he's saying, the Mishnah is talking about the Arba Amos Chutz Mishel Psochem. I read the Fila Rajba, the Arba Amos of the Mishnah is only Mishel Psochem. V'meila, they want to be Madcha, the Shail of the Rajba, that the Mishnah didn't speak about the Arba Amos Mishel Psochem. Why? Because the Gemara in the Hemshech says that L'fi the Goydel of the Pesach, you get, meaning by a standard Pesach, you get Arba Amos. But let's say he has a big Pesach that goes for eight Amos, and then he get eight Amos. As the Mishnah didn't want to speak about the Arba Amos of Pesach because the Arba Amos of Pesach are not specific, are not always that way, Arba Amos. Sometimes you can get more, sometimes you can get less. Hashenken, the Arba Amos of the Etzim Chotzer, that's always the same. That's always the share of Arba Amos. As the Mishnah only says things that that's always the share, but things that could change, the Mishnah didn't speak about, and that's the member Rabbi Yechanan Arba Amish Amru Chutz Mishel Psachim. This Psachim, the Mishnah didn't want to talk about. That's the Mahalach of the Ritva when he's choluk on the Rashba. Abahavoy Lomoy the Rashba and what you see in the Rashba. You see two big chedushim. Number one, the Rashba tainis, and a chotzer that's exactly Ches Amish. You could split four and four. The Rama is choylik on the Rajba. The Rama says, no, even a chotzer, which is exactly eight amis, you don't split. L'choyer the hezber is ba'ifin zeh. When a chotzer is eight amis, as you only use it l'piruk masa, l'choyer at the times when you're not being mefarik masa, you use it l'shar tashmishin also. As im kain, how could you split it for four and four? Hare, by splitting it four and four, now you're losing out in the shimush of Shar Tashmishim. Azim Kain, how could you split it? The only way you could do it is when you have a chotzer lepirik masa, which is four amis, and a chotzer l'shav tashmishim, which is another four amis. But if you're going to split it, you're going to make it into a chotzer of only four amis, as now he won't be able to use it l'kol tashmishim as well. As a mele, you can't split it. The Rashba holds, being that anyway it was only eight amis, and each one was sharing it, as anyway, they weren't using it kiroi l'shar tashmishim, because each one had to use it for his pirik masoi. And the Yadrama holds no. Abafot, it's a milo, because sometimes he gets a shimush of it of kol tashmishim for eight ames. As well, why should you split it? Thus is the first machloikis, that the Rashba holds by exactly eight, you make the chaluka on the shame psachim, and you don't care about the pirik masoi. And the Rama holds, no, you can't make such a chalukah. Only 16, then you can make a chalukah, because then he has a chotzer for everything. But a chotzer for one thing has no din to make a chalukah. And then there's another nekuda you see in the Rashba. The Rashba says, but if you have an Ama Yisera, with that Ama Yisera he was using for more than Pirik Maso. As thus is Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah until you have eight Amis where each one has four and four. In this Rashba, you see a big Chiddush. You could have learned that which we said Ein Cholken HaChotzer Ad Shehei Ba'Amis Lezeh Va'ad Ba'Amis Lezeh is talking about a Chotzer that's already for Amis. A Chotzer that's already for Amis. He's using it for Amistic. And then you want to split it. Now he's only going to have two. The other guy's going to have two. That's not good. Until now he had four. But let's say the chotzer originally was three amis or two amis. Over here you could split it even though you're not going to get four amis. Why? Because I never had a four amis chotzer. The Rosh, when he explains what's the reason why you don't do chalukah by Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, he says, because until now I had a good chotzer, a chotzer of four amis. If you're going to split it, he's only going to have a chotzer of two amis, as he's losing by the chalukah, because he's getting less than he had before. Before he had a chotzer of four amis, and now he's having two amis. Lefizeh, if you have a chotzer of three amis, of two amis, of one amis, that you never had four amis, that's why can't you make chalukah? However, and the Torah Taka brings down from the Ramazeh that this shira, this halacha, the Mishnah, is only by a chotzer of four amis meikara, but a chotzer of anything less than four amis, you can make chalukah, even though each one is not getting four amis, because they never had four amis. Why should they be paid to get four amis? However, in the Rashba, you see not that way. In the Rashba, you see that even though Meikara, he only had one Amma, meaning we're talking about eight Ammas, and eight Ammas is Kedei Chalukah. Zog the Rashba, if you have even one Amma more, as then, Zog the Rashba, you can't make Chalukah until you have 16. Why, if you have one Amma more, you can't make Chalukah until you have 16? Eight Ammas, you'll split four and four. The one Amma more, anyway, you don't have a full Shemesh, you don't have a Sod of Arba. As that one Amma, you should split half and half. Lefi the Rosh, lefi the Yitur, b'shem the Ramah. Mavur in the Rashba, a Chiddush, that if someone has a chotzer of one Amma, it's also called Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, until each one has arba chalokim. Ken Zayin, the Rashba and the Rosh is l'shitasoi. The Rashba is l'shitasoi, that the reason why you don't make chalukah is a takana v'asisa ha'yoshev v'toiv. I can't force you to take something which is not so good l'shimush. As al the Rashba, even though it's one, if I'm going to make you split to half and half, half has less shimushim than one. A little bit less, but it has less shimushim than one. As v'asisa v'yoshev v'toiv, if until now he had one, now you're going to force him to take one Amma. Now you're forcing him to take a half Amma. It's less usable. As Vasisa Vayoshev HaToyv, you can't force him to make a Chalukah. Amamasha Ein Kain, the Rosh L'shitasai, that the Rosh holds, Mika Dedina, you could always force Chalukah. The reason, the Mikra Dedina, you can never force Chalukah. It's a takonis rachamim, k'teir de beishut v'leichmiri v'leichkviri. As then it's taloi on the klalim. The klal is until now he had a big one, and now he has nothing to use. It's kedai for him to have a big chotzer that he could be mishamishin. Till now he had four ames, he had a royal shimush. Now it's any royal shimush you don't do. But from one, that you can make a chalukah. The Gemara, Amar Rav Huna and Rav Chista also talk about the Indian of Dalet Amis, Dumya to Rav Yechanan. However, Amis Amik Yira, that the two sugyas chalukas. The Moshul, in the second sugya, the Machlokes of Huna and Rav Chista, Rashi says we're talking about Wiz Cholik Nechosev Al Piv. The Rimagash says we're talking about when they're coming to be Zeichem and a Hefker. And the first member of Rabbi Yechanan, Avab Amisham B'chutz Mishal P'sachim, is going on the Mishnah. As the Mois, it's all talking about Arba Amis, but the two sugis chalukis. The difference, it's Mavur and the Rishonim, is very clear. In the first sugi of Amr Avasi, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, over there we're explaining what is a chotzer sheyesh bo kedei chalukah. Zok Rabbi Yechanan, in order to be a chotzer sheyesh bo kedei chalukah, you need to have Dalet Amis for Yipsachim kedei to be called Roi Lechalek. As the first sugi of Rabbi Yechanan is going in Chalukas Chotzer, what's called Yeshba Kedei Chalukah or not, and it's a sugi which is going on the Mishnah. The second chalik of the sugi, the Machlokes of Huna Rav Chista, and the Gemaras that follow afterwards, is a different din of Dalet Amis. The second din of Dalet Amis is talking about someone who's Zeichen Abayis and not Zeichen the Chotzer, not doing a Chalukas Chotzer, but when he's Zeichen the Bayis, how much in the Chotzer he's Zeichen to Mikoyach his Chias Abayis. The Rishonim speak out, Lamashal, let's say they own a Chotzer B'Shutvis and they do a Chalukah, over there wouldn't be Shuman the Yama, Bein Rav Huna and Rav Chista, that would say that somebody who has more psachim gets more in the chotzer. Why? Because being that each of them own the chotzer b'shutfis, they both own it together b'shava, as a vada, each one deserves to get here for the chotzer. There's no din, you get more or less in a chotzer. They both own it equally, as they both get it equally. As how could there be a machlekes, if someone who has more psachim, how could there be shitas that hold that you get more in the chotzer? Must be we're talking about a tzir, where they don't own the chotzer, where they're being zeichen a bias. And the shaila is, when you zeichen the bias, how much of the chotzer is nitval to the bias, that it's nichlal b'shriyas ha-bias. Because that's the first step in the Gemara, even though we're also talking about a sugi of Dalet Amis, but to notice that it's two different inyanim of Dalet Amis. If Yechanan's on the Mishnah, and Rav Huna and Rav Chista talking about shriya bias, how much of the chotzer you zeichet to. Step one. Step two in the Gemara is Rav Huna and Rav Chista both agree that someone who has more psachim, he gets more in the chotzer. The shaila is how much more? Rav Huna says proportionately more. Chotzer mischalekes lefi pischer. And Rav Chista says dalet amis more. The shaila is why is someone who has more psachim, why does he have more schus in the chotzer? Zem Nachum was mitzayin to Rashi in Sukkah Daf Gimel. Amid Beis, Rashi explains that the chotzer is l'shimush of the psachim. As a meila, whoever has more psachim uses the chotzer more. The pashas of Rashi is mashma, that there's more pirik maso. Rashi also says there's more knisa v'yitziya. As a meila, being that he's using the chotzer more, he has more tzayrich in the chotzer, as he takes more in the chotzer. Kefi the tzayrich of the chotzer, that's how much the chotzer is nitvel to the bayis. So when he's zayich in the bayis, he gets the chotzer. As doesn't the yisayda of the sugya, that somebody has more psachim, has more tzayrich in chotzer. If he has more tzayrich in chotzer, more of the chotzer is nitvel to the bayis. The machloikis of Rav Huna and Rav Chista is how much Rav Huna holds chotzer, the ganze chotzer is mischalik proportionately. And Rav Chista holds no, he just is zeicha, dalet amis more. More than that, he doesn't get, as thus is the first step. The second step is what's the beer of the machloikis? What's the nekudas ha-machloikis? As L'chayr, it's totally in the tzir. Rashi learns that the tzir is talking about a father who's mechalik nechosim, and he gave the batim. And the chotzer, he didn't speak out. As the shayl is with the ben who's zeich in the bayis, how much of the chotzer did the father mean to give to him? That's the way the Rishonim explains Rashi, the shayl and dasovav. Now the shayl is, how do you learn the Rishonim? As the pasha the shayl is, it's a machlekes in umdene. It's a machlekes, what did the father mean? Did he mean to give the chotzer proportionately to the children? Or no, he meant just dalet amis. However, there's a makom in the Rishonim to say a tifer pshat and Rashi. But before we do that, we want to first learn the pshat of the Rimagash, and then we'll come back to Rashi. The Rimagash learns, the sugi is talking about when two people are being zeicha for hefker, and they did a kinyan in a bayis, they were boina bayis, and they were koina the bayis, and now they put a gedder around the chotzer. As the shayla is, how much is each one zeicha in the chotzer? As the schi in the chotzer is kifi how much the bias needs. That's what's mavur in the Gemara. As according to the Rimagash, we're not talking about where there's a person who's noisin, the shailan umdin is dasa noisin. We're talking about schi mehefka. As lefi the Rimagash, it's a different sugya. When you do a kinyan, what's nichlal in the kinyan that you do? And you see a chiddush in the Gemara. The kinyan that you do is totally on the tzayrich. The one who has a bigger tzayrich, as his kinyan is zeicha for him and more. Skipshutai, Rafi zeh, the machlekes of Hunan Rav Chista, is what's the tzayrich? Not what's the umdenes das bnei yadam. As l'chayr, it's two different shitas, that one has nothing to do with the other one. However, the Ramban is a kasha on Rashi. The Ramban is that the Gemara in Sukkah says that the machlekes of Rav Huna and Rav Chista is by Achin and by Shutfin. As Bishleima by Achin, Rashi is good, but by Shutfin, there's no father that's machalik nechosav. We're not talking about a father that's Meirish. As how will Rashi learn? What's the machlekes by Shutfin? As the Ramban is Miram, is this Ara. As the Goyin and Shulchan Aruch answers, Al Pi Ritva. The Ritva says, Rashi holds like the Rimagash. As the Makar of the Ritva Zogdegoin, is that Gemara over there? It's not a Machloikis Ladina. It's a Machloikis in Pshat. How you learn? Meaning, which series it's talking about. But Rashi holds of the Rimagash. And Mamela, Rashi will learn the Gemara in Sukkah like the Rimagash. Vitzarech Bir, Lechoira, according to Rashi, by Achim, it's a machloikis in Das or Av. According to Rimagash, it's a machloikis in Gidrei Kinyonim, how much Sairach you have. As it's two different things, Shein Lam Shaykh Zu Lazu. As Koidim Kol, the Gemara, the Bryce over there, the Gemara over there says that Achim and Shutfin is the Zalba machloikis. Why is it the Zalba machloikis? It's two different machloikisim. One is a machloikis in Umdin and one's a machloikis in Kinyonim. Therefore, L'chayre would advise a different kivun b'das Rashi. That Rashi doesn't mean it's a machlokes in umdina, what the father is thinking. But the father is thinking like this, I'm machne to the banim. And whatever they need in the chatzir, I'm machne to them too. As that's tam das av, that he's machne the batim and the chatzir, whatever you need. Aye, so what's the machlekes? The machlekes is be'etzem. How much of the chatzer is called tzayrich ha'psachim? If Chistol, he needs two-thirds of the chatzer, he uses two-thirds of the chatzer, as that's the tzayrich ha'psachim. And, I'm sorry, Rav Huna holds that he needs two-thirds of the psachim, and that's the tzayrich. And Rav Chista holds that just dalet amis is enough. But kum dechayz according to Rashi, it's not a machlekes what the father was thinking. The father was thinking a machne the bayis v'mashen sichem b'chotzer. What soyrich achotzer? That's the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chista. As lefi ze, it's the zelba machlekes. It's the Rimagash. According to Rimagash, also the shail is what's called soyrich achotzer. The kinyan is chal on whatever is called soyrich achotzer. As kum dechayis the machloikis is echad. What is called sayrich of the Pesach? My nafkamina, two nafkaminas. By yorish, the nafkamina is when the father gives a bistam, how much are you koine? When you zayich from Evka, the nafkamina is how much you koine. And both are totally on the same yisayit. Kach is mispar from the goin, the ritva, the das, rashi. As thus is the Gemara. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, Kama sugyais in the yonim, in the schusim of Dalet Amis. The Gemara brings down here the Svili, Achsadja, Lul Shaltana Goylem, Beis Chetzia in the Kura, a bunch of sugyas. Do you have a schus of Dalet Amis or not? As we started, that there's two sugyas of Dalet Amis. There's the sugya of Rabbi Yechanan, who's going on the Mishnah in the Klal of Yeshboi Kidei Chalukah. And then there's the sugya of Rav Huna and Rav Chista that are going on the Schia in the Chotzer of Dalet Amis. All these sugyas that are continuing, Ameimar with Peridus Vali, Aksaja, Tanigoylim, Chetzi Makura, which sugya are they a continuation to? Is it a continuation to the member of Rabbi Yechanan on the Mishnah? Or is it a continuation to the machloikis of Huna and Rav Chista? As the Pashat of Lashon HaGemara is meduyik that it's a continuation to Rav Huna and Rav Chista, because Perid Esvali Yesh Loi Arba Amis. The Lashon of the Gemara over and over again is Yesh Loi Arba Amis. Does he have Dalet Amis or does he not have Dalet Amis? As Bishleim of the machloikis of Rav Huna and Rav Chista is the machloikis, is he zeiche in the Dalet Amis? As then it's very good, the Lashon Yesh Loya Ein Loy. Mashenkin Lefir Rabbi Yechanan, the Shaila is, how much do you have to have in a Chotzer to make Chaluka? Im Yesh Loy Dalet Amis, then you make Chaluka. Im Ein Loy Dalet Amis, you don't make Chaluka. As the words of the Gemara sound like that these sugyas are a hemshech to the Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chista. A grada, the din of Rav Huna and Rav Chista is Talian because you need Dalet Amis Lepirik Masa. The din of Rabbi Yechanan is telling that you need Dalet Amis Lepirik Masa. As a Mela, whatever din you'll say in Rav Huna and Rav Chista, you'll say in Rav Asi and Rabbi Yechanan too. As a Mela, by Pira Disvali, if you had it and you wanted to make a Chalukah, you could only make a Chalukah, Yesh Lay Arba Amis Lekol Ruach Ruach, because then it's called the Chotzer Haroi Lechalukah. As Avada, the din of Perid Esvali of Ameimar is true in the first member of Rabbi Yechanan too. And that's why it's doing it, and that's why it has Shaykhis to the Mishnah. But the Etzem member of Ameimar is Meduyik, that he was going on the Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chista, because he used the words Yesh Loy Arba Amis, Oy Ein Loy Arba Amis. Kach V'Pashtis, Hoyenira. But if we're right in the Diuk, as then there is a big question. The Gemara on the Amid Beis says, Amar Rav Huna, Achsadra, Ein La Dalet Amis. As who's the man, the Amma, that says, Ein La Dalet Amis, Achsadra, Rav Huna? If you look at the Amid Aleph, who's the man, the Amma, that says, Dalet Amis? Rav Chista. Rav Huna argues and says, Chotzer Mischalekes Lefi Pischa, not Dalet Amis. As how could Rav Huna on the Amid Beis speak about an Achsadra which has Dalet Amis, or Ein Loy Dalet Amis? Harayit Shitas Rav Chisda that holds Dalet Amis. Rav Huna doesn't hold of Dalet Amis. Rav Huna holds Mischalekes Lefi Pischa. Boy, the Gemara brings a price that says Dalet Amis, noch a kasha under Rav Huna on the Amid Aleph. As you could answer, there's a big chiddush from the Mari Karkoisha. He wants to say Bedas Rav Huna a chiddush ledina. That which Rav Huna says that chotzer is mischalekes lefi pischer, as fast as you learn, he gets 2/3 of the chotzer, no matter what. Zog the Mari Karkoisha. That 2/3, the way we do it is first, the Dalet Amis that's near the Pesach, he gets. Then we divide the rest of the Chotzer, that you minus the Dalet Amis that he got for the Pesachim, and the rest of the Chotzer you define proportionally 2/3. Kum techois, that even according to Rav Huna, he's moida, that every person that has a Pesach, if he has two Pesachim, he's eichet to the immediate Dalin Amis in the Pesachim. That which he's moisiv mischalekes lefi pischaya means he's eichet more than that, and he gets in the rest of the chatzit too, proportionately. Of the Dalin Amis that's lefnei the Pesach that he gets, if the chatzit would be very thin, it wouldn't be a box. Or another nafkamina, if the chatzah would have, if you would have one Pesach that has five amis, one with four and four, as he would get proportionately lufnei a Pesach, and then you define the rest of the chatzah. As lefi the shita is the chzei gishma, kum techois even lefi rav huna, there are nafkaminas, there are tziyurim, where it's nageya that you should get dalin amis by the Pesach first. As that's why Rav Huna said over here, Dalid Amis. That could be one kivun to answer the question. Another kivun maybe would be to say that the Homach Leikis Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, if you get more, is talking about where one has two and one has one. As then Rav Huna's Shita is, you get proportionately. But what would be if they both have the same amount of psachim? As then there's no machlokes, and everyone would hold you first divide the chotzer kefi the psachim, and then you divide the rest of the chotzer proportionately. Sim kinam advarim, you could find it here also when there's two psachim exactly, each one has one. But over there, it will be a nafkamina, according to Rav Huna, that you should have Dalet Amis Mishum Piruk Masa. Thus is the Gemara. The Gemara on the Amid Beis, Yir Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara brings down, Boi minei Rav Huna Merevami, Echad mibnei Mavi, Shabikesh Lachze Pischoi Lamavi Acher, Bnei Mavi Ma'akvin Olav. As which Bnei Mavi are we talking about that they're Ma'akvin Olav? As there's a Machlekes Rashi with the other Rishonim. Rashi says the Chiddush is the Bnei Mavi that he wants to move into their Mavi, they could be Ma'akiv Olav. Frek the Rishonim on Rashi, thus is Pashit. He never had a Psicha to their Mavi. Why shouldn't they be Ma'akiv Olav? Chayyabidas Rashi, you would say, that in Mavui there's a lot of hiluch, as maybe you would have thought, that one person using it more is not going to make a difference. As that's the chiddush, that even one person using it more, it makes a difference to everyone, and egod, everyone could be makbid. You don't say, it's a midas time to be makbid, anyway people are using it. No, even one more person makes a difference. Das Shitas Rashi. The other Rishonim, the Rosh brings down the Ran, they learn that the Chiddush is not that Oisai, the Bnei Mavi he's moving into, could be Ma'akiv. The Chiddush is the other way around. The Bnei Mavi that he's moving from, they could be Ma'akiv. Why are they Ma'akiv? Because he's bringing in people to their Rishus. Means not that he's closing the first Pesach. He's leaving his Pesach to the Mavui and he wants to have another Pesach. As now, other people from the other Mavui will come into the original Mavui. And that's the reason why they'll be able to be Ma'akiv Olav. Thus is the Gemara. The Gemara is Mechadesh. It is a schus to be Meineyehim. This is the first sugya. This is the sugyas of Mavui, a naya sugya. This is the first sugya of Mavui. The next sugya is Achsanya. As Rashi and Tosis learn, Achsanya is a naya sugya, nothing to do with a Mavui. What's the sugya of Achsanya? Is that there's a shinui. Rashi learns it's talking about Chel Shal Melech, Hamut Abnei Yalos Islen Achsanya Bibateyam. Talking about the people in the city. They have to give, open their house for the chayolim of the melech. As how many chayolim of the melech do you have to take in? As the Gemara is mistapik, l'fnei bnei adam mischalekes, Do you give kafi the amount of people that live in the house? The Gemara is masik l'fi bnei adam mischalekes. As Rashi says, l'fi bnei adam hadarim bebayis. As the pashas of Rashi is mashma. If you have more people in the house, as you have to have more chayalim to come into your house. Fregdach sam sefer ipcha mistabra. Meaning, if you have two people living in the house, you have more room in the house. If you have 10 people living in the house, you have less room in the house. That's why the more people you have in the house, the more chayalim you have to bring in. If anything, it should be the opposite. Now, kinira b'das Rashi. Rashi learns the standard metzias is, when you have two people living in a house, as you don't have to make the house so roomy, so spacious. The more people you have living in the house, the more spacious you have to make the house to make it comfortable for them. The marshal of two people could live in 8 amis. When you have 4 people, you don't need 16 amis, you need 20 amis. The more people that are walking around, the more room you need in the house. As B'derech Klal, a person who has a family of 10 will have a much bigger house proportionally than a person who has a family of 2, because they need more room. As a mele, thus is the reason why lefnei b'nei adam. But one thing that the Chassam Sefer Tainis, which is very mistaber, Rashi is talking kafi the standard. But let's say you have an usher muflig that has a tremendous house for only 2 people. A father, Rashi, would be moid over there, even though it's only 2 people. You have to take in more chayalim. That which we say lefi b'nei adam is in a standard house, the standard sizes. As then they will machalik it kafi the b'nei adam in the bayis. Taisis leader Gisa learns the sugya of achsanya, that we're talking about the achsanya zevel. The mocker of Taisis is because the Baisa puts achsanya together with zevel, and when the shiara leaves their zevel there, the kavana is you should be yaitza kefi what you need kefi the tzairich hapsachim. Thus is the sugya of achsanya. The Gemara is mamshich and says another din, Zevel Shavachotza Mischalekes Lefi Psochim. As the Chzeinish asks, why is it Mischalek Lefi Psochim? The more Psochim you have, the more Zevel you have, the more garbage you have in the house. Why should it be Mischalek? More Psochim is you have more schus to get the Zevel in the Chotzer. As Lechoy de Kivun is Boifin Zeh, Rashi says, Zevel Shavachotza, we're talking about Lezavel Sodis. He's putting zevel out to be mezabel the sodas, to cause them to grow. Kinereh, he put the zevel samuch to the Pesach. Azay bezay, someone who has more psachim will be mezabel more the sodas next to the psachim. As memele, that's the reason why the zevel shebechot is mischalekes lefi psachim, because he's mezabel the sodas near the psachim. As memele, the more psachim he has, the more zevel he puts out, the more he's zeicher to the zevel shebechot. Ravan, the Rima Gash says, we're talking about where the Zevel Shebechotzer Mistama belongs to the people who live in the Chotzer. How much? What are the proportions? We don't know. As we assume, Kefi the Psachim, that's how much Zevel he has. Now it says Rashi and Tosis that they learn the Sugya of Mavui, the Sugya of Achsanya is 2 different Sugyas. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns that the Gemara puts them together, it's Mashma, there's a Sheiches. As what's the need in the sugya? The Rambam learns the way the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam. I'll peep one Mahalach in the Ramban this way, that it's talking about one of the Bnei Mavui wants to switch his Pesach from the Mavui. But if he does that, then he's going to be potter from the Masim. Haray, the people of that Mavui have to pay a mas to the Melech. That's the sugya of Achsanya. There's a mas to the Melech. As if he's going to move out his Pesach, he's going to be potter from that mas to the Melech of Achsanya. As the Shaila is he allowed to move his Pesach to be potter from the mas of Achsanya? As lefi zeh, the 2 sugyas have a shaychus to each other. That's the makor of the Ramazan. 2 sugyas are glad they happen to be put together. They're shaykh to each other. What's the need of lefi psachim, lefi bnei adam? If it's lefi psachim, as over here he has a Pesach, he still left his Pesach in the original Mavui, as they'll put the mass on him. The Rambam learns it means bnei adam that are using the mavui as he stopped using the mavui. That's the mahalachim shat lefi the Rambam. Frek the Ramban on the Rambam. A person's never allowed to move out of somewhere because he's going to patter himself from masim. Where do we find such a din? The kivun b'das Rambam is over here. He's not moving out. He's staying there. He just wants to move his Pesach also to a different Pesach, to a different mavui. As a vad, if he moves out, he's potter. But over here, he's staying in the same place. He just wants to open up another Pesach, as then is in Eden. Maybe he can't be mafkia the mas. Thus is these Gemaras. The Gemara then brings down another Indian in Dine Mavui. Amar Rav Huna, Echad Mibnei Mavui Shebichesh Listaim Keneged Pischai. As what does it mean? Rashi learns over here, it means in front of the Pesach, Achotza that goes into the Mavui, you have Dal and Amis, and he wants to close it off. Frektosis on Rashi, that we only find Dalet Amis by a Pesach Abayis into a Chotzer, like the, but we don't find it by a Pesach HaMavui. Taisis doesn't explain what's the difference between a Pesach of a Chotzer into a Mavui and a Pesach of a Abayis into a Chotzer. However, the Ramban, when he asks the question of Taisis, he adds to the question and he explains it. In the Gemara before, the Gemara said the reason why you need Dalet Amis is for Pirik Masa. As bish lema by a Pesach bayis to a chotzer, this pirik masa, because before you bring this stuff into the house, you take it off the animals. But when you're going from a mavui to a chotzer, there's no pirik masa. You don't need dalet amis. As what's pshat in Rashi? As Agoye Sashri wants to say, Rashi's talking about a tzir where there's no chotzer, and the Pesach bayis goes into the mavui. The Rabbeinu Gershom is mashma. Even when the chotzer, the Pesach chotzer goes into the mavu, you still need dalet amis. There's still a tzayrich of pirik masa or some other tzayrich over there. The Taisus says a different pshat in the sugya ayin sham. However, there's a bigger error. Rav Asher asked on Rashi. In Rashi on Amud Aleph, Rashi is mekur that the only time you zeichen dalet amis is when the father is mechalik the nechosim. Hey, over here on the Amid base, we're not talking about a tzir where the father was mechalik the nechosim. It's mashma we're talking about a standard mavui. As in a standard mavui, why should it be zeichen dalet amis? Shaila number one. Shaila number two, the Rivosh, Reish Mem Ches, says that Rashi Shita is your kind of the dalet amis legamri. If you claim that the Dalet Amis Lagabri, why can't he build a wall around the Dalet Amis? It's his Dalet Amis. As Rashi wanted to say, you see that even though it would seem like these Dalet Amis of Mavui are connected to the Dalet Amis of Chotzer, but you see in two Eifanim in Rashi, two Rayas in Rashi, that it's a little, it has different dinim. What's the beer? As you could be Mazber Ba'ifin Zu, a Chotzer is a Makom, which is used l'kol tashmisha, Rashi and Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Tashmisha v'chotzer. It's used for his personal purposes. A mavui lider gisa was not used for personal purposes. It was only used for a walkway to go out to the Rishus HaRabim. As by a chotzer, this individual bailis, he's koinit l'gamri the dalet amis. V'oid, when you koinit the dalet amis, only when someone was maknit to you, because it's a kinyan gomer, a kinyan l'kol tashmisha. Masha'en came by Mavui. Mavui is something which you only have a Swiss Hiluch. As whatever you need for your Hiluch, that's what the name Mavui or Zaycha. As being that, a chelik of the Hiluch is Pirik Masa. As whoever you need a Pirik Masa in front of his Pesach Achotza that goes into the Mavui, automatically he'll be Zaycha to Dalet Amis in the Mavui. As kum de chayis, it's chalik bi yisaydai, the dalet amis of mavui from the dalet amis of chotzer, because the rishus is chalik bi yisaydam. Chotzer is a rishus that he's kind of legamri, as he needs a maisakinin, he needs the father to be mezaketim, and when the father's mezaketim, he's kind of legamri. Abba Mavui is not a rishus that you use a shat tashmishim. You only use it lehiloch. As whatever you need lehiloch is yours. But as soon as you shter someone else's hiloch, that you can't use it. Because if he wants to block off his and shter the hiloch of other people, then you're not zeicha. Zeinach inami, it's here because it's a sugi of Dalet Amis lefi Rashi. And Dalet Amis is a tzoyrich of the chotzer, is yezeicha in it. But it's a different kind of a schia in the Dalet Amis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.